Okay.
Any question?
My question? Where are we? Where are we? We are almost at the end of the book. We return back to the story of Moses. What was that about? It was not about Moses. It was explaining that when I say Moses, you should see the tree of the body. That's what Moses is. When I say something, you should realize there is something else behind it, and again and again. Moses will pray, okay, what shall I do, really? What's the use of it? Look around. The generality of the people are like animals. So what's the use of all this we're doing it? That's the trick. We don't have a logical answer for that, honestly. But we have a logic for that. It goes to the passion of something inside human being. Somehow we have curiosity. That's not something that we create. It's in us, right? We're curious. We want to know. And that's one of the main powers of all the improvement we had, because we want to know. There is another thing. What will happen when we know? Do you remember that feeling which is hidden somewhere in me, curiosity which is pushing me to go and find something? Okay, I go and find it, then what will happen? There is another passion here which will push me to give it to the other people, to say it. Now here I found it, come and look. And this both works together. We say it differently. We say, when Moses said, what's the use of all this hard work I'm doing? The sound came from above. Said what? Said, there is an order. I order you to do it. Do it. Have a blind eyes to those shortcomings and all that. Because if you're looking at the shortcomings, you're looking negative. And what's the use of that? Be positive. So, this is what it is. We are the positive one. It was a long, long, long paragraph. Then it said, okay, now let me tell you the humanity. The process of being human being, the diverse mode and stages of nature of man from the beginning. And we are at the end of the book. Okay, let me start from the beginning. What is the beginning? The beginning is to be here, to exist, right? Then grow, plantation. Then from that, the animals. Then from animals, us. These are the steps. He said, this is what it is. We are all curious, and there is this tendency in all of us. We don't remember the first step of the human logic, do we? How did they communicate at the beginning? The language was not this perfect. Some signs only, and talking about the general ideas, passing something to the others, right? It is something like that. Do we have the same logic? Of course not. Ours is too complicated, and it covers an enormous field. Why? Because our questions made new questions. Ah, you shouldn't forget that. When you have a question, you find the answer, what will happen? Ah, with the answer, you will find more. Because cause and effect are chained. It goes like that. So he said, look at it. We started from that simple stuff, but now, now we are different and we will be different. You know what? Let me tell you. I believe 100,000s of different logics. We should go on and on and on to reach that real pure logic. This is how it works. This is what. Why should you listen to this? Why this is important? Remember, we are book four. Means that unification stuff. Here he says that unification goes even historical. It was somehow different. Yes, it is mixed with ours, but ours is completely different. Could our logic and brain work the same as my grandpa? Not my grandpa, my father. My father was born 100 something years ago. 100 years ago, we didn't know galaxies. We didn't know microbial system. Nothing. During this 100 years, my God, we built up the real structure of another space, another dimension in this universe. Didn't exist before. Cyberspace is a reality. Cyberspace, yeah, 50 years ago, it was just a new idea, very vague stuff, blah, blah, blah. But now, we're living with it. So, these are the differences. And he said, yes, accept all of this. We will change and change and change because our understanding is changing. We understand that a lot of stuff that we thought it's bad, now we realize it's very good. And not having, not knowing, good, because then we try to have it or to learn it. This is how it works, right? Then, last paragraph, last time we saw, was about the silly people. I said, yes, the silly people are here. They are asking for, they are believers. They are religious people. They believe in all of this. You know why? Why do they believe in all the silly religious stuff? To have something. They think that, yeah, if you are a believer and you pray to God, God will give you. Then they turn around and they ask for what? They ask for the animal needs. For animal needs, we don't need to turn around even. Because we're the most successful animal, aren't we? So what's the need? For animal needs, the brain, the logic is enough. Here, we talk about beyond the logic. That is it. What is beyond the logic? I always repeat it, you have to remember. Love is very complicated. What is love? Ah, the stuff that I love my new car. I got a Lamborghini, I love it. That's what you're talking about? Uh-huh. Love is a nonsense that everybody thinks that they know what it is. And we know that only the lovers No, even the lovers, they don't know it. They just are like that. So, you see, this is good talking, word sentences. What is the meaning? Let's go back to the question.
there is something in humanity which is not understandable logically. It's beyond the logic. What is it?
Ha ha!
How many times have I repeated this year? Beauty. Art.
Oh yes.
We understand the beauty. There is no animal who sits down and tries to look at aurora and appreciate the beauty of that lighting in the sky. We do. Let's bring it back to the simplest stuff. I don't need the logic to talk about Michelangelo Buonarroti or Leonardo da Vinci or Mozart. Is there any logic over there? No. But it's there. Yes. It's so strongly there that we have even a college. I went to the College of Art. And art has no logic. We try to teach it, to learn it, to bring the examples, this and that, that and that. But everybody knows that if you go to the art faculty, if you go to engineering faculty, you will come out an engineer. If you go to the art faculty, you don't come out as an artist necessarily. Mainly, yes, you could be a connoisseur with understanding of art, talk about it, help it, do. But being an artist, that's something that nobody even could guess that you could be an artist or not. You should go through that faculty, then suddenly everybody knows. Why? Nobody could prove. But everybody knows that, yeah, this one is, that one is not. This is something in human culture which is helping me a lot. Because, okay, yes, I understood the art, and that's my basic education, okay? But it is helping me to understand beyond the logic. I understand that there are some things that I could, me, no human being, no living creature could come and teach to my aunt that that statue is beautiful. She looks naked, back, period. She doesn't get it. Same is with Mozart. What is these noises? It's too much for her. That's how it is. This is what humanity is. Here, Rumi said, listen, there are silly people that they are looking because they are thinking logically. And they want the logical needs. We understand that the beyond the logic is the question, because the joy is with that beauty. Why? No one knows. But it will give you a joy, a pleasure, something inside. This is what it is. Now, we'll have three paragraphs to the end of the book. The first paragraph is the story of Zulqarnain. Zulqarnain means the fellow who has both centuries. Okay, this guy will go to the mountain and wants to see something. Right? Next paragraph is the subject of how do you see? It's one of the very good examples of this book to explain a lot of scientific, explain a lot of scientific.